Welcome. My name is Byron Gonzalez. You're here on the Independence 88.5 FM. You're joining me for a special bilingual sounds version of the 88.5 live at home sessions, where we include interviews and performances from some bands you should not be sleeping on. And today I'm joined by the awesome band from Dallas, Texas. They're funky, they're groovy, and they're so nice. They named themselves twice. It is Luna Luna here. How are you? How are y'all doing today?
Good.
What's up? Hey.
What's up?
thanks for hanging out with me today. We're going to be talking about your brand new album called Flower Moon. But first, let's introduce the band. We got Kavi Gonzalez, who is on vocals right here. And right next to him, we got Danny Bonilla on keys and super cool hairdo. And then we got bassist player, Ryan Gordo Gordon.
What's up, y'all? Hey.
Hey. And the one driving, we got Caitlin Martinez on drums.
Hi. Don't die, please.
Good. She's been safe this whole time. Awesome. Happy to be talking to you. I've been listening to your music for a while now, and I'm still kind of baffled that you have just released the debut album. There, you guys have so much music that it feels like you have 20 albums out already. Congratulations on Flower Moon, which just released. How do you feel about it after, you know, after going through the pandemic and finally releasing this album?
Yeah, I feel like it was a long time coming. Like whenever we landed on the August 13th, the release date, it just felt like so far away, but now it's here.
It's like something you've been anticipating for so long. Yeah. I want to know what's something different that you brought to this album that you probably didn't bring to your previous EPs?
Yeah, I think.
I can say that we changed on a couple of songs, we changed the method of writing. So we usually, you know, okay. So usually we'll all just make little demos here and there, and then we'll show it to the group and just build off of that. But for two songs, Call Me Up and A Different Color Doesn't Change, for those, we just went into a session with nothing, just our brains, and that's what we came up with.
Wow, that's amazing to kind of just like vibe off each other, vibe off the energy of the day, and just kind of come up with something. The lyrics come to you that day as well?
Everything. The chords, everything. The lyrics, everything. It's basically freestyling.
Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. What was one of the first songs that kind of, you know, put this album in motion? Like, what was the first song that you wrote that you were like, this is going to be part of an album?
Golden, technically. Golden, I feel like. So Golden was like a song that was in the making for like over maybe a year to 2 years.
2018,
wow. Exactly. And it took a lot of messing around with until we got that golden sound, so to speak, you know. And then basically it wrote itself after that point with the help of our friend, Pretty Boy Aaron, you know, he came through, really crushed it. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I feel like that song, by the way.
I think we just, you know, we're always like making music, so we just had songs like laying around, like songs that just started coming out of us. And it wasn't until maybe like, till we had like five or six songs that we were like, oh, okay, like we're making like a project now. Yeah, after that, we started like really cranking out like even more songs.
Okay. And talking about Golden, I want to take the first pause of this interview. And you recorded Golden just for this interview, so I want to hop into it.
About me,
home. Anita, Aaliyah, Maria, I might, Yahala, I see ya, I need ya tonight. Take a pause, take my palm, then we run along. Hit the floor, then we gone.
They can't talk about me, you'll be bored without me. And I got a whole ass team about me, talk my shit politely. They can't talk about me, you'll be bored without me. And I got a whole ass team about me, talk my shit politely. Girl, when you're looking at me, when you wanna go, when you wanna go.
That was Golden from Luna Luna, this is Dallas, Texas, from their brand new album, Flower Moon. Thank you for playing that, for recording that for us. It is one of the first songs that you released as a single, right? I think either first or second. And I absolutely fell in love with it. I'm like, I can't wait for this album. Can you tell me a little behind the scenes of like writing the song or producing it?
It started off, we started off making it when we were making my solo song, Dance With Me. It was me, Ryan, and Pretty Boy Aaron. And I just showed him this bass line that he played to Aaron. And he was like, yo, you got to send me this. So sent it over to him. He put some chords on it. And then, I don't know, it just changed our lives. Then we didn't do anything for a couple of years. And we just wanted to make a song about feeling yourself, talking some shit. And it was really fast. Like the writing, even though it took a while to make, we didn't take many sessions to make it. You know, it was maybe 5 sessions in the past, 3 years. So it wasn't a hard song to make. It just, we would work on it a lot, then put it off to the side, bring it back, work on it a lot, put it off to the side. And it was more just waiting for the right time to release it, letting it marinate.
Yeah, and I think this song kind of like flows well with all the other songs on the album. Mm-hmm. And it just like fits right there perfectly along with like Early Morning. And yeah, it's just great.
All the same vibe.
Exactly. I was reading that you guys, when you were writing this album, you try to make it more personal. Was that something that was easy for you to do, kind of express yourself at least a little bit deeper than you have previously, or was it still kind of a challenge for you?
I think it just requires more effort when you want to get like more personal, because you like really got to like talk about what you've experienced before. You know, you can always write a song that doesn't actually have like a personal meaning, that just like the words just sound like poetry, you know, you could just make words sound good together. But this time it was actually like maybe like stories from like how we're feeling or stuff that happened, and we just put it all out there.
Yeah, especially when we're making those songs in the moment, because you don't really, since you're just there, it's whatever you, who you are in that moment. So it was more looking inside ourselves instead of reflecting on something that's already happened.
Yeah. And I wanted to say too that in like being Latinos, Latinas, like in our community, it's not really a thing to express yourself. So I really enjoy your music because it helps people that kind of been stigmatized about trying to share feelings of love and stuff. Even though in the music for a long time, like corridos, boleros, it's all about emotions. Within each family or within each person in the community, it's very hard to express yourself unless you're drunk and you're crying to a ranchera, you know? But your music helps us not be drunk and express ourselves regardless.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point, because I feel like for me personally, like I feel like it's hard for me to share my feelings sometimes, like how you're saying, but I feel like putting it into a song is like, it comes naturally, like to me. Like I'm not scared of really saying anything on a song.
Yeah, yeah. Especially when you got a funky groove behind it, you're like, let's do it. Let's play Early Morning and then talk a little bit about the song afterwards.
Early in the morning, call me if you want me. from you, coming from the way that you move. Gotta find a way, gotta ride your wave. Hoping that it leads me to you. To the break of dawn, don't leave it, don't stop. If you wanna call my name, when the beat is on, when the feeling won't stop, you come on and play my game. I've been waiting for you, craving all your love.
For recording that also, I love it. That's I told you before we started the interview that that song is still on repeat in my house, so I'm always grooving to it. I want to know a little bit behind the scenes behind this one. How did the lyrics come up, and where were you, if you remember, when you started writing or thinking about this song?
This song, it started out actually like with the bass line.
Nice.
Yeah, I remember because Ryan's our bass player, and he like told me about like a way to get the bass to sound the way like I wanted it to sound. And I was like, oh my God, why haven't you told me this for like the past like 3 years?
What was it?
Oh, I was just like, well, there's
two. Should we give away our secrets?
I mean, shoot, man. All I gotta say is get the right guitar pick and anything's possible.
Yeah. But yeah, because like you hear the tone on that song, like it's, yeah, you just got to play it a certain way to get it to sound like that. But yeah, once I discovered that, I was like, oh, I want to play every song like this. So yeah, like, yeah, the song it's carried by the bass line. And then from there, I think the beat just came, and then just painted the lyrics over the production.
You know, I can kind of imagine Rick James for some reason when I hear this song. What kind of artist did you have to channel for some of the songs in this album?
I can say that we're just being ourselves.
Yeah.
It's not really being anyone else.
Fair enough. That's great.
Now that you're saying like Rick James over the song, I feel like I'm gonna try it when I get home. I'm gonna play the instrumental and just put like some Rick James vocals over it. I'll send it to you.
I can hear like "Give It to Me, Baby" on this.
Oh, that would be kind of cool.
Like a mashup yeah. Would be dope on this.
That would hit.
Yeah. Do it for a live would surprise people.
That would be cool.
That'd be crazy. They would not see that coming.
Yo, I got this crazy idea. We should do it live.
Yeah, take it. Take credit. Go for it. Roll with it. Another question about the album. I want to know, like, what is something, like, if you had to bring it on down, if you had to boil it, what is something you wish that the audience would take away from this album, either about the lyrics themselves or maybe something that you put into this album that you want people to know about the band itself?
I think, all right, go ahead.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess what I would have to say something that I would want people to take away from like listening to it and stuff is just that, like, knowing that making this album, we came a lot closer. I think we brought each other a lot closer in the process. So I think that's really special about this album.
How much of this album was made during 2020?
A good amount,
like 60%.
Yeah, maybe like 60% of it.
Mm-hmm. Wow, so it's crazy to think that it brought you closer. It's crazy to think that it brought you closer when many of you probably weren't able to even meet.
Yeah, that's a good point. Juxtaposition.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm glad that it brought you closer. And now, even though you just released an album, I can't wait for the next one. This is blows out the water again. Let's take the final pause of the interview and listen to the last song that they recorded for us. This one is called Feel It Now. For doing that, it looks great and you guys sound amazing. A few more questions for the album. I want to know what's the story behind Flower Moon? It's such an interesting title. Well, who came up with it and why did you come up with it?
One day we had like a meeting with our team and like someone mentioned like Flower Moon being like an event, and I was like, what is that? I've never heard of that. And it was something that happened earlier this year. It was just like when the moon like gets at its like closest point to like the earth. And yeah, it's just like a huge like super moon basically. And we're called Luna Luna, but our first two projects didn't really have anything to do with like the moon. So I thought this one was the one to like start breaking that in. So the first song that's on the project is the title track, is called Flower Moon. And yeah, you know, we just came up with the concept of like, well, so what does Flower Moon like really mean? And what we came up with was, you know, like sometimes if you talk to nature in general, like sometimes it talks back, you know, like when you need answers that like you can't really search for anywhere, you could just like, I don't know, look around and talk to yourself, be isolated, look up at the moon, and you can find the answers there to something that you need resolved.
That is crazy. Well, now I'm learning something new. I didn't know the Flower Moon was a big event, but I guess now it's two big events. You got the Super Moon, yeah, and then you got Luna Luna's album. It's a big event.
Yeah.
That's cool. I love that. Are we to expect this album in physical form? Can we buy a CD of it?
For sure. We'll bump out some physical stuff. We want people to be able to hold it in their hands.
Nice. When are you guys coming to Los Angeles?
I don't know.
Was that, is it coming soon?
That's, it's November or December. No, it's November. It's November.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be there in November.
I think Kaylin knows. Kaylin, do you know when we play in LA?
Do what? Sorry. I accidentally hung up on y'all. Sorry.
Oh,
good.
Do you know when we play in LA?
When we play or when we did?
When we play.
Oh, no.
Well, I'll find out. I'll find it's out. November. I'll start telling everybody because we
probably,
have to see.
Probably November 11th. November 11th.
Yeah, there we go.
11/11. Make a wish.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Luna Luna is all about big events, and you got to go big. Well, I'm super, super happy that you were finally able to release this album. I'm going to be playing it all the time here on the radio. So don't worry, you guys got my support. Thank you again for taking the time to record the songs and for talking with me. I wish you guys a ton of luck in the future.
Thanks, man. You're a good time. Yeah,
thank you.
All right, y'all. Take care. Have a great day today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hasta luego.
Hasta all luego. Right. See you in Los Angeles.
Yes,
yeah, 11/11.
Make a wish.